This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Nutrition Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience. Simply at eHealth Radio. Today we are speaking with Helen Agresti. She is a registered dietitian in private practice. She's the founder and owner of Professional Nutrition Consulting. Her services include personal nutrition consulting, or PNC, cooking demonstrations, lunch and learn, and grocery store tours. PNC can be done in person, over the phone, or consultations can happen via email, FaceTime, and Skype. Certainly got the bases covered, Helen, and certainly we welcome you to eHealth Radio.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Good to have you as well. So what topics in nutrition do you specialize mostly in as a dietitian in private practice?
Well, weight management seems to be the number one focus for me. I get a lot of clients interested in losing weight and maintaining weight, as well as sports nutrition. I see a lot of pregnant ladies pre and post heart healthy eating, food allergies, emotional eating, as well as disease prevention and green and clean eating.
And who are your typical clients, male, female, you know, the age span? What does the typical client look like?
I see both males and females, which is great. From anywhere from teenagers to seniors, it keeps my practice fun and interesting and, it's rewarding, too, at the same time.
I'm sure it is. And what are the most common questions that you receive from your clients on a daily basis?
Well, when it comes to my weight management clientele, which is my biggest group of clients, they often ask, what am I doing wrong? You know, they think they're eating healthy, they go to the gym, but in turn, they aren't eating as healthy as they think they are, and they may go to the gym, but throughout the day, they end up negating their workout with bad choices. So we tweak their eating habits. I dissect, you know, what is it that they're doing throughout the day? Maybe they're not getting enough food earlier on, and they seem to consume most of their calories later on in the day, which seems to be a big no-no with most people, because when you consume most of your calories at the end of the day, as you know, Eric, most of those calories don't get expended into energy. So they end up gaining weight over time.
Good point on that as well. Now today we are with Helen Agresti, a registered dietitian and founder and owner of Professional Nutrition Consulting here on eHealth Radio's Nutrition Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Helen, what are the biggest obstacles your clients encounter while trying to reach their nutrition goals?
The most common, Eric, is they don't eat breakfast. They'll sit down with me and they'll run through their typical eating plan throughout the day, and they skip breakfast. Sometimes they don't eat lunch, and they eat dinner probably, you know, 6, 7, 8 o'clock. So they go through the whole day without fueling, and that only depresses their metabolism. So I really try to emphasize how important it is to eat a healthy breakfast, fuel your motor, which I refer to our motor as our metabolism, throughout the day. So, you know, I'll often say eat every 3 to 4 hours to keep your motor revving. We often treat our cars better than we do our own bodies. And I always say, you know, you'd never let your car run on fumes. You can't do that to your body. You only get one body. Another obstacle, Eric, with my clients is they're not aware that they're eating their meals, and if they do snack, their snacks. And I always press upon the idea of sitting at the table and eating without distractions, enjoying your meals, and not eating out of a bag or a box or a container. That way we can be aware of our portion sizes as well. Portion control and convenience foods are the number one and two reasons why our country is so overweight. Oftentimes people aren't getting another obstacle would be sleep. People don't get enough sleep. And when we don't get enough sleep, we're not thinking clearly. So therefore, we make bad choices when it comes to eating as well.
Well said. And what do you do to live a healthier lifestyle outside of work?
I cook for my family. I'm a mother of five, and my husband and I make a great team, because when I'm tired from a long day at work, he'll take over in the kitchen. And I've tried to make sure that our kids eat healthy by giving them the right resources, you know, out of sight, out of mind. So if we don't have cookies all the time, they're not going to eat them. So those kinds of things are a treat in our house. We love chocolate, and I always tell my clients, I'm never going to take away your favorite foods. That's not going to be a good thing if I say you can't eat this, you can't eat that anymore. So it's all about moderation. I also work out at least 4 to 5 times a week, so I like to keep my motor revving that way too. So I fuel with the proper foods, and I exercise on a regular basis. And being consistent with healthy foods and fitness are keys to a healthy lifestyle.
How about telling our listeners, if you would, where they could get more information about your practice and also to be in contact with you online to consider your services?
You can find me on my website, pronutritionconsulting.com. I'm also on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Tumblr. So please visit my site if you'd like to get some ideas for healthy recipes, fitness, and how to bring the family back to the dinner table.
And speaking of that, any concluding thoughts on the topic that we have been covering today?
Yes, I'd like to get across that I think if people have a plan and they take the time to plan out their dinners for the week, they'll cook at home more, they'll eat healthier, make time for exercise. You know, energy in needs to be less than energy out. So if you want to lose weight, those are some key points that you need to keep in mind. And always, always be aware that you're eating. Your mind and your stomach need to communicate. And remember to sit at a table, sit down, and enjoy your meal.
Well, Helen, thanks so much for offering your insight and expertise on nutrition, and certainly wishing you and your family happy holidays.
Thank you. Thank you, Eric.
Thank you. And we've been speaking with Helen Agresti, a registered dietitian and founder and owner of Professional Nutrition Consulting. Her services include personal nutrition coaching, cooking demonstrations, lunch and learn, and grocery store tours. PNC can be done in person, over the phone, or consultations can happen via email, FaceTime, and Skype. And the website of reference is ProNutritionConsulting.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Nutrition Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.